Last night, Baltimore City Hall was filled with supporters of a resolution proposed by Councilman Carl Stokes. It calls for the developers of Harbor Point to put a portion of Enterprise Zone tax credits into a fund that would help residents of the nearby Perkins Homes public housing community. The tax credits themselves are estimated to be worth $88 million over 10 years. Councilman Stokes' non-binding resolution calls for 30% of those credits to go towards paying for things like after-school programs and job training for Perkins Homes residents. One of those residents, Bertha McCormick, said at last night's meeting that her community was not properly represented during the planning process.
I think you would have gotten more support if the people that we're dealing with had come to us as a community.
Right.
You know, people say they want to do things and say they have our best interests in at heart, but they really don't.
Critics say that the enterprise zone that includes Harbor Point was manipulated to include Perkins Homes so the development can qualify for the tax breaks. Officials deny that charge, saying that Harbor Point was part of the enterprise zone before it was removed and then ultimately reinstated. At last night's committee meeting, Councilman Stokes was critical of Harbor Point developer Michael Beatty, who did not show up at the hearing.
It's a damn shame Beatty didn't walk his behind in here tonight.
Stokes asked Baltimore Development Corporation President Brenda McKenzie whether she would consider supporting residents.
I'm asking, would you consider working with us and working with the developer?
Absolutely. We would work with anybody interested in investing in the city and growing the city.
With reporting from Kenneth Burns, I'm Nathan Sterner for WYPR.